We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And I'm here with a couple of my drama students from the Fenville Drama Club. And we are here talking about the performances that we're going to do this year, which is going to be two comedies for the price of dinner. How are you this morning, Adiel and Eli? How are you guys?
Well, I'm feeling very good right now.
I'm doing just fine. What about yourself?
There we go. I'm doing well myself, too, being that it's 7:30 in the morning or that it's quite early. But appreciate you guys getting up on a Sunday or on a Saturday morning to come in and see us. So, you know, we're talking about this two plays for the price of dinner, Adiel. What kind of a play is it? What's happening that night?
That night we're going to be shooting two plays, two comedies that resemble. One is an interview where anything can just go wrong, and the second one is just with dinner. As you know, anything can go bad.
That's right. Eli, well, what we're doing is the two comedies for the price of dinner is what we're going to do is we're going to have everybody come to the high school, and actually it's May 16th and May 25th. The May 16th is going to be at the Fenville High School, and the May 25th is a Saturday. It's going to be at the Masonic Lodge in South Haven. The first one at the school is going to be a barbecue dinner. So what we'll do is we'll have our play, we'll come out and have dinner and do some other things, and have the kids do a little performing, maybe a little music or something, and then go back and do the second play. That one's $15 for it, and it's going to be a barbecue dinner. But the one at the Masons is going to be a little bit more extravagant. It's a prime rib dinner, and it's going to be $30 per person, but the same thing, and we're going to have a great time. We'll have the play, we'll have dinner, we'll have some stuff that goes along with dinner, some music and all that good stuff, and then after that, we'll go back down and do the other play. So, Eli, tell me a little bit about your parts in the plays.
Well, my two parts in the plays, I play one sort of cocky businessman that knows exactly what he's doing there, and in the other I play a character that has quite the twist that many would not expect for the current situation that he is in.
Yeah, and in these plays, the first one that we're going to do before dinner is going to be called Check Please. And really that's two people, a female and a male, who go through a series of blind dates that work out not very well, let's just say that. And they're funny, and a whole variety of kookiness going along with that. And then the second one is going to be a play that is called 13 Ways to Screw Up Your College Interview, which is certainly a great play for college, for high school kids, because here we are, you know, in the next year, or some of them this year, heading off to graduate and going to do their college stuff. So maybe some of those kids can come and see exactly what not to do on their stuff. So, you know, what do you guys think about Drama Club and being a part of something like this after school?
For sure. It's definitely a very interesting time to get together with students that you see in the hallways that you may not talk to that much because you don't have classes with them or among other reasons. But in Drama Club, you get to be yourself and act as someone that you aren't, which is arguably the most fun about drama.
Yeah, kind of strange. You get to be yourself and someone else. What do you like about Drama Club, Adiel?
It's exactly what Eli just said. You just communicate with other people that you wouldn't talk to in high school or any other classes that you don't have with them.
And for some reason, Drama Club seems to be pretty good for guys meeting girls because they're getting boyfriends and girlfriends in here. And that's all good because you guys have like things that you like to do. And you know, the way I see it, I've got the absolute cream of the crop when it comes to the kids at the school. Fenville is a great school, and it's got all great kids. But the kids that I've got are here because they want to be. They want to have fun. They're in choir. They're in music. Actually, even some of them are athletes that are it's a little different than normal. Typically, you don't get drama and athletes here. But I've got people that are mixing between the two. So, you know, so what do you guys say? What would you say to those folks who might be thinking about or needed something to do that might be something fun to do and then come out and watch a play and do dinner? What would you tell them?
Well, I think by far it's definitely worth your money. I don't know what else you're going to spend it on. You're going to go eat at the same place you did last week, and there's no point in doing that. You can come and get entertained for the same price. I think it's going to be a lot of fun for anyone that does attend. If anyone doesn't think it's funny, then I guess your sense of humor just didn't mix with us, but I think we'll please you.
Yeah, for sure. And Eli, you certainly have a future in this if you want to do it. Maybe on the radio. I'm impressed with you every time I see it, just like I am with you, Adiel. You guys have done a great job. You guys know your lines. We have fun doing what we do. What would you tell someone about Drama Club to make them think that it might be a good thing for them to do?
It makes you feel better to communicate with other people, to stand out more. And you know, if you're like, you know, you're just like an egg in the shell, and it makes you, you know, yeah. lot more.
Yeah. yeah. And I say this so often when it comes to talking about kids in schools. What you great, school is great, and but there's things you don't like about school, and there's some subjects that aren't so fun. But the fun subjects, and then the things that you get to do after school that are the extracurriculars and your friends, are really what makes school fun and why you want to be here. Is that am I right about that, or are you here for geometry, Eli?
Oh, no way. The extracurriculars, especially drama, definitely keep you here and make you want to come back every day. It's something to enjoy outside of school and is a good stress reliever and anything of the sort that you could need.
Yeah, and that's why it's so important for kids who are growing up to have that. It gives them a place where they can find their identity, they can find all about themselves and be able to experiment with, you know, having fun and meeting new people and trying new things. Adiel, what would you tell somebody about it? Or maybe I already asked you that question, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
it's always funny when, yeah, I mean, sometimes I ask good questions and I look back at you guys and you look at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. And this time I already asked the question twice. So, you know, what are those things that really kind of bring you back for something like Drama Club?
Oh, the people that you communicate with in Drama Club, and, you know, just having that fun experience with them. It makes you want to come back for more and more. And playing any of the plays that drama will provide for you, it's just a fun experience.
Yeah. Yeah. So everybody out there, if you're looking for something fun to do on May 16th and May 25th, which is May 16th at the Fenville High School, we'll be having the barbecue dinner for $15 a piece. $30 at the for the prime rib dinner at May 25th at the Masonic Temple in South Haven. Both things are going to be great. They're both going to be a lot of fun, and I appreciate you guys one more time for being in here this morning.
Thank you for inviting us
in.
Thank you very much.
You guys are awesome. So if you do want to make those reservations, make them now. Seating is limited. Call the high school office, 269-722-3463. One more time, 269-722-3463. The Fenville High School office, give them a call for your reservations. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.